Okay, good. Good morning at 10 minutes to 12 on Saturday, August 14th. This is the KPFA local station board meeting. I'm Anthony Fest, the chair of the board. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll. Okay, we got a lot of absent members. Do I hear motions to excuse, and do we know why some of them aren't here? Tracy, use the microphone, please.
Andrea Pritchett asked for an excused absence because her uncle is ill. Renee Giesler asked for an excused absence for undisclosed family issues and concerns. Joe asked for an excused absence because his partner is having an asthma attack and is going to the hospital. Soraya asked for an excused absence because she's ill. And that's all I have.
Okay, Brian.
Sherry Gendelman is at a friend's cancer recovery party. Andrea Turner is out of town caring for her mother who just had a stroke. Rich Withers is ill in Fresno this morning. Conahalanan is communing with moose somewhere. He didn't say where.
Laura?
And Laura Privis is out of town on vacation.
I'd like to make a motion to excuse Banafshay's absence. And everybody? I thought she was coming.
I think it's work-related travel. That's what I think.
Okay. We've had motions to excuse all the absent members. Any objection? Seeing none, they're excused. Do we have announcements?
Yes.
Hey, Dan.
I want to announce that as I entered the meeting today, which I think is the second meeting in a row, Richard Phelps, Daniel Borgstrom, LeVarne Williams, and Grace Aaron.
Use the mic, please.
Huh?
Use the mic.
Oh.
We don't have one. It's right there. Where is it? Oh, okay.
Let me start again. Want to announce that for either the second meeting in a row or the second out of third, when I arrived for the meeting this morning, I was served with legal documents by Richard Phelps, Daniel Bornstrom, LeVarne Williams, and Grace Aaron on behalf of themselves and other ethnic cleansers in their frivolous lawsuit that they have brought to harass me and take the resources of the Pacifica Foundation. And I think we should probably have a no service of process rule around our local station board meetings.
Chandra?
I'd like to announce, I don't have the election forum schedule, but I do know there is one this coming Thursday at Berkeley Fellowship and I believe it begins at 7 p.m. 6:30, thank you. And it's sponsored by the Coalition for a Democratic Pacifica, and it's open to all candidates and all listeners and staff. Anybody that wants to come is welcome to participate or be in the audience.
Okay. And Henry?
Hey. Well, just to follow up on that, because the elections committee people asked to have them announced. I don't know. Is this streaming somewhere?
I don't think it's streaming.
No. Okay. Well, just for the record, there's one on Saturday, August 28th at ILWU Local 34 at 4 Berry Street in San Francisco near the ballpark from 12 to 4. There's one on Thursday, September 9th at the Black Dot Cafe, 924 Pine Street in West Oakland, 6:30 to 9 p.m. And one on Tuesday, September 14th at Berkeley Community Media, 2239 Martin Luther King Jr. Way in Berkeley, 5 to 7 p.m. And other ones supposedly coming in Santa Rosa, Contra Costa, Marin, and San Jose.
Okay, any more announcements? Brian?
It's actually a motion, but I'd like to move that we adjourn this meeting to August 29th. Motion to adjourn is not debatable.
Okay.
At 11 a.m.
And not discussable either, if I remember right. Yeah. Okay. All in favor of adjourning this meeting, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I count 6. 6. Opposed? Oh, what's that? Warren, did you vote?
Yes.
Okay, so 7. 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, it's tied. The chair will vote no. Let's proceed with agenda review and approval. Is there discussion? Sasha?
Yes, I have sent you item under new business.
Pass.
No, it's caught. This is really.
We're limited to 4 microphones with this mixer.
Yes, I had asked for an item to be put under new business via email, and I don't see it here. Is this the place to request that it be there?
Okay. It is, yes.
Yes, I would like to have a motion on there to the effect of asking the people who are calling themselves KQED to write a check for the proceeds of the concert they had a week ago that was billed as a fundraising event to save KPFA. And that was billed as a fundraising. There was also a group called Save KQED. That was billed as a fundraising event for KPFA, that the proceeds of the concert, well, that was in fact a fundraising event for one faction of this board, be required to be donated to KPFA.
So you want to put that under new business?
That's under new business. Thank you.
Okay. Any objections? Dan?
Well, you know, I object. I mean, are we really going to have this meeting descend into mudslinging and name-calling?
Yes.
I mean, yeah,
okay. Okay, she's right on the record.
But, I mean, this is ridiculous. You know, I mean, some of us have been trying to work together in different committees and do the work of the board, and it's absolutely stupid, malicious, mean-spirited, ignorant, and unlawful to even make such a suggestion. This board doesn't have the authority to ask our slate to contribute or tell our
point of information
to contribute money to anyone. And I think it's improper and should not be allowed. And I ask that the chair rule it out of order.
Point of information. Are we going to allow somebody to call a bunch of names while saying that he doesn't want mudslinging, et cetera, et cetera?
Okay, we're at agenda setting now, so let's just discuss whether or not the agenda should be amended to include this item. Then, if the item is added, then when we come to it, we can discuss its merits or legality or any other matter. Tracy?
Motion to approve the amended.
Oh, Sasha, where would you like that to go?
Under new business.
Okay, item 16. Okay, did I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor of the amendment, please raise your hands.
Mr. Chair?
Brian?
We've never required a vote to put things on new business. I mean,
You're right. Okay.
Unless you want to rule it out of order, as Dan Siegel suggested, that's the only way the body's ever preempted motions.
We can take that up when we come to it. So, again, show of hands, please, on the motion to approve the agenda. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Opposed? Okay, once again, we're voting on whether to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 in favor, opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's approved. Next item is, we approved this already, I believe, our next regular monthly LSB meeting will be on September 11th.
An auspicious day.
Do we have the venue yet?
No. Okay. I'll try to make sure we have the calendar.
On that note, I'd like to make a request. Mm-hmm. That if the officers are thinking of moving the meeting a significant distance from where we normally have it, that they consult the board before doing so.
Okay, sure.
Okay, another consideration is if you are going to be interviewing the GM candidates, it has to be teleconference so we need internet access probably or something with it. Like a Skype, yeah, like a Skype or something.
Use the mic.
Yes, I don't think a decision has been made yet whether the interviews with the LSB will be in person or by telephone where we would need Skype, but no, not necessarily most likely. We've always done them in person, and I thought I would wait and see how many people we had to fly from where and the cost, and discuss that with the executive director of Pacifica to see if there were funds to fly them in. So I think it makes sense to look into the use of Skype, et cetera, but until we're there, and we're nowhere near there because we don't know who they're going to be, yeah.
Brian?
Just one more logistical note on this. If you do have it here or somewhere near here, the performance studio at KPFA is available as a soundproof space with broadband internet and a phone line and a speaker phone to accommodate whatever configuration we wind up with. It's more private than most of the halls we generally meet in.
Audio conferencing, not video conferencing.
Well, no, you could set up a computer to video conference there too because the station has broadband. So the point is you could do the public portion of a meeting here, break, walk across the street, and do interviews there.
Okay. Oh, and while we're on next LSB meeting, tentatively, what do people think of our October meeting date? Second Saturday would be the Indigenous Peoples 3-day weekend for some, so we don't have to decide that today, but it would be nice to decide it one meeting ahead.
Does this board want to have lame duck meetings? I remember one member of this board suggesting the board had no right to meet after elections concluded last year.
Who was that?
Tracy.
Well, let's hear from Tracy.
We're required to meet in December.
Let's have order, please.
Anyway, I'm making a motion that we meet October 16th.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Brian?
Since we only have a bare quorum here, I think it's a good idea. I also think the board should be polled on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe I could propose amending that to, can we put October 16th on the consent calendar for our next agenda?
What do people say?
Good idea.
Okay.
Give the rest of the board members a chance.
Okay. Chandra?
I would propose an amendment to the motion where we have October 16th as the first choice and then a second choice date, so when members are polled, they have two options.
Yeah. You need to propose a second choice if you want to amend it.
October 12th, Sunday, October 12th?
That's a Monday.
Well,
October 12th is a Tuesday.
Okay, so then because we can't do the 9th, right? We can't do October 9th. October 10th, Sunday, October 10th.
The reason I thought people might not want to meet that weekend is because it's a 3-day weekend.
I'm open to suggestions for second option, whatever people want.
Perhaps we could take that up next month? Okay.
Yeah, if anybody has a problem with the 16th, let them bring an alternative date.
Okay. So the tentatively, our October meeting will be on the 16th. That'll be on the September consent calendar. Okay, now we come to July minutes review and approval. Any discussion? Tracy? Objection.
Question.
Brian.
So obviously I wasn't there. The program council motion? I understand this is a carryover from the last meeting?
Yes, it was postponed to this meeting.
Okay. So it wasn't in the agenda for last meeting, and it's not in the minutes for last meeting, so there's no written record of the actual wording of this motion.
It's on your agenda this month.
Right. But if someone's asking what the board did in July, there's no paper trail. Can it be incorporated into the minutes?
So the PC motion is to be added to the minutes of the July meeting.
So you need the language of the motion and the vote on postponing it, presumably. And again, I don't know where that happened, but...
Okay. With that amendment to be made, with the understanding that amendment will be made, is there a motion to approve the minutes? Seeing no objection, is there any objection? Seeing none, they're approved. Okay, it's time for public comment. I don't believe we have a sign-up sheet. If people like, they can. Oh, great! Could pass it up, please. If we don't have a sign-up sheet, people can just step up informally.
Thank you. It works. My name is Daniel Borgstrom. And here's something I heard. It sounded kind of pretty unbelievable at first. But there was a group calling themselves Save KPFA, a slate, that the CLers, the concerned listeners, had changed their name to Save KPFA. And at first, I found that a bit unbelievable. And apparently, this is true. Now, that happens to be somebody else's name. And I just wonder why the CLers are using somebody else's name. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Daniel. Further public comment? Roman? Yes, please.
Hi, everyone. My name is Roman Jamal. And glad to be here. I would just like to reintroduce myself and what I bring to the table and what I could possibly offer KPFA in the process of getting it back onto the into the forefront of listeners' minds, particularly the younger generations. My network is very vast. Not just within the Bay Area in California, but nationwide. And a lot of young artists, teachers, and activists that are positioning themselves to kind of revamp education through the arts in particular. And through several organizations that I've been working with over the past, I would say, 7 years, a lot of it is starting to overlap and come back around, and I would just like to reintroduce myself to the board as someone who would be willing to work with anyone individually, regardless of slate or anything like that. I'm actually much more of an individualist type or individual person. I like to relate to people on that level, if it does, I also believe I may be next in line for board availability. If that does come about, where I do join the board, I just wanted to reintroduce myself and just say that my main purpose, I think, in life is to strive for unity, for the common cause, and for our country in particular. I just came back from Istanbul on a musical tour, and it was such an amazing, eye-opening experience to see where young people are at in other countries and how they can sort of see us struggling with our own kind of hypocritical history in a lot of ways. We're really kind of the last country to kind of figure out what is going on, and I think everyone can agree that there needs to be some change happening. And but our sort of spiritual evolution in that is unique to us as citizens. So I think that if we can put that into words for young people, we can help them in that process for the next generation, for them to have a clearer view of what they may not get through established educational mediums, that they might have to rely on a radio station like KPFA that's giving the complete other perspective, so that they can create their own balanced opinions. So I just wanted to put that out there, and also thank every one of you for the efforts and the time that you put into making this radio station exist and helping keeping it going and everything, you know. Despite all the personal disagreements we may have with each other, I think there's a larger purpose that we're all striving towards in that way. So I just wanted to thank you.
And thank you, Ramon. Is there further public comment? Oriana.
Well, hi. First, I just wanted to introduce myself. Since I don't know many of you, I'm the election supervisor at KPFA. And, today I just really came to see what was going on, but it just came to my mind that I should make a public comment. And because I've been getting a lot of emails about the whole Save KPFA name, and it's been a controversy, really. And so the only thing I can think about, if there's nothing else, nothing we can do, is that we get equal programming so that we can inform to our listeners, to the listeners, really what's going on and clarify things. So if it would be great if we could get some programming, like some time slots, so that we can really explain to people what's going on, how it all came about, how the Save KPFA name came about, and just keep people informed about what's going on so that they can make an informed decision when it comes to voting. So that's my only suggestion in regards to that. If there's, I don't know if other people have comments about that, but, and then, as far as, I just had one more thing. As far as, I'm trying to come up with questions for the owner forums, and I was wondering if the board here has any analysis of, or if you can provide me with some analysis of the programming that's currently right now at KPFA, kind of percentage categories. I don't know how you define programming, but just some information about that. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Oriana. Is there further public comment? Okay, seeing none, we'll okay.
I would like to respond.
We don't do that.
It's not illegal. It's not illegal. We're allowed to respond. There's nothing in the bylaws preventing.
Is there objection? Seeing none, please go. Let's just, since this is a board matter, let's hear what she says. This election, it's about the board.
If there's an objection, then we should have.
Okay. Shall we have a vote then on whether to?
No, but this has happened before, and people have replied, and there's nothing illegal about it. So there's nothing in the rules that requires us to suspend the rules to allow somebody to comment, respond in response to public comment.
It's been our tradition that people not respond to public comments.
It has happened before.
But we did suspend the rules on the one occasion when it did. So perhaps you could make that communication in private.
I don't want it to be made in private. I want it to be made in public. And the motion to suspend the rules that requires a two-thirds vote will not pass, and I will not get to make my response. There's no sense with the motion. I mean, it's not gonna fly. Either I'm allowed to make the comments or I am not.
Okay, are there any points, further points of order?
I'll just argue in support of my point. The reason we've done that is because this time is for the public, not for us. You let one member jump in, then five more want to respond to what that member just said. Before you know it, we've lost an hour of our meeting to something we don't actually have jurisdiction over. We don't legislate.
Okay, let's not debate this, which we've already decided. Item 8 is the CAB report.
My name is Judith Gibbs. I'm a recent member of CAB, the Community Advisory Board. And there have actually been several new members appointed, but present at our last meeting, which was on July 17th, were Steve Martineau, who is present today, myself, Nancy Pullen, Hep Ingham. We had one member of the general public, and I'm not sure how Rose Katapchi's name was omitted from this roster, but Rose Katapchi was there representing KPFA and as a regular part of the CAB. What we decided, CAB is sort of regenerating in a lot of ways, figuring out what is going on. And we felt that the only way we could really prepare a meaningful report for today's meeting was to give any board members who are interested a copy of our recordings of the minutes, which were made by me and Rose and agreed upon by all members, as they were all based on notes. It was not recorded. There was a lot of valuable input on there. And what we came up with was there was a survey that we had hoped to circulate to over 2,000 people, a way of looking around the community to assess need. For a variety of reasons, there were less than 300 surveys that were actually completed. And we had some discussion as to just what to do with them. Did we need a better survey instrument? Did we need to start this over? And one member, Atenia Davis, who's not here today, felt very strongly, and we eventually agreed that her point made sense, that if we are trying to report on where we are and how we are regenerating, those 290 surveys that were returned say something about our process. Our notes say something about our process. So we cannot report on what we'd like to do or how we would like to be stronger, although those are very important things. We can report on what we already have. And Atenia also prepared a draft report that will be read for the September meeting. I have the notes from that. We can make it public if anybody wants it. Just basically summarizing what's gone on in the last year with CAB, where some of the places are that fell down a little bit, what some of the stuff that is really going in a positive direction is. That's about what we have to tell you for now. If you have more questions, I'm really happy to go over the minutes, or you can refer to them. I have printed out copies.
Okay. Do the members have questions? Sharon.
Thank you so much, Judith. And I haven't seen any of the reports, so forgive me if I'm asking a question that has already been addressed.
That's fine. Nobody's seen it. We just got it printed.
All right. So one of my, I think it's a sort of a fundamental question. How does the committee or the board rather go about, have you develop a sort of a strategy in terms of how you actually do the assessment? I mean, is there some sort of a uniform strategy or procedure to go about it? Is there some sort of a consensus among the board members on that particular issue?
I'd say we are still working. And again, I'm kind of speaking for myself as a new CAB member here and doing my best to speak for CAB. But it seemed, and Steve can jump in on this and help me out a little bit, that I would not say there is a strong consensus on exactly where to go from here. All we can really do is report on where we are, and we feel that we're going to meet more often. We're moving meetings to at least once every 6 weeks as opposed to once every 8, which I think will improve things. I have some – one of the things that came up, and it's in the minutes – because the survey that we had was something of a compromise, an attempt to reach consensus, it has a lot of different kinds of questions, some highly qualitative and leading to subjective answers, some meant to be objective. When you take a look at it, I think we all agreed that not only the things that can easily be quantified are worth studying, this is a basic tenet of any kind of social science research. At the same time, it makes it hard to come up with something that is really hard, cold facts. Even the things that we found the most objective or thought would be the most objective, like, you know, age, ethnicity, what do you like to listen to on the radio? Actually, either people chose not to answer some or had a wide range of forms of answering. So we need to think more carefully about what kinds of questions we are asking, how we are asking them, what we're doing with this data. So the short answer to what you asked is I would say we are still in the process of developing a consensus and looking at ways that our contribution in terms of getting out into the community and looking at the community can really assist the local station board in governance.
Okay. Henry? Use the mic, please. Yes, please, for the audio record.
Thanks, Judith, for doing that. I'm just curious about the – you said Rose was representing the station. I thought the CAB was supposed to be – Well, what is she designated by management or something, or how does she be there?
You know, I'm going to defer to Steve on this because I don't understand the process well enough to really.
Use the microphone, please.
just make sure. I'm not objecting.
I understand. Yeah, she's just an intermediary who sort of represents the station at the meeting, but is not a member. If you get the distinction, that is, it's good to just have somebody from the station there, seeing what's going on, and if we need to get help or assistance or anything from the station, then she's the one through whom we work. But the cab is essentially, in that sense, has a certain independence that her presence reaffirms. Okay?
Thank you, Steve. Okay.
Sharon? Oh, Sasha.
Well, this isn't why I raised my hand originally, but I would raise a question about that, because the cab is supposed to consist of only members of the community and not any station reps, and I don't see how having somebody who works for the station as a member of the cab reaffirms their independence from the station. I would say she's not a voting member. So is she there as staff to do the minutes or schedule the room, or is she there to voice her opinion on things? No to all of them?
None of that. She's there simply as a representative of the station, as an observer, and if we need to have some connection with the station, what we're doing,
so she doesn't involve in discussions. She's not.
But I would say then that seems like an item for the board to be discussing, because my understanding was that the cab was supposed to consist of only members of the public. So, but if I may, that when I was originally raising my hand, it was for a different reason. It's just that you spoke right before. So can I just, you want to take that up now, and then I'll be able to ask the questions that I really raised my hand for? Okay. So I don't know, maybe they're in whatever you're going to hand us, but I was left sort of questioning how this survey instrument came about, whether the group had looked at other survey instruments by other radio stations and media outlets, you know, in terms of gathering this sort of information. Who was surveyed? You said 299 members of the public, so people who stood on street corners. Were they members of KPFA? I don't know. I just had a lot of questions about the survey instrument.
The draft report, which we weren't really planning to read at this meeting, but which I did agree, we agreed as a group that Atenio's summary of what had gone on included quite a bit of this. Steve was there for this process. I was not. Let me see if I can find the relevant parts in this and read it, because I think that helps clarify some of it. Okay. They talk about how in the fall of 2008, several people agreed to serve on CAB, and over the next 10 months or so worked on coming to grips with the purpose of CAB. They use the legal definition of CAB as laid out by CPB and their own commitment to becoming a community advisory board. And they had approximately 6 meetings. There are minutes documenting those meetings. I don't have them on me right now. Okay, the minutes for October 11th of 2008, so appear to be the first meeting, record the discussion in trying to define the purpose of the CAB, and they used the CPB document, excuse me, and they agreed to contact CABs at other public radio stations. They worked a lot on this kind of thing. The one discussion point that kept coming up consistently seemed to center around an eagerness to understand KPFA's audience politically and demographically, and that's where a lot of the impetus for doing a survey came from. From the first meeting on, CAB members recognized while